The GAA Program with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Agus Fáilte, good June, Clara Cohen, Luke Glasgale, and a shock than a show with me, Tom Comack. It's just gone 20 past seven here on a Wednesday evening with you until 8 o'clock. And, well, the focus very much on the Ulster Under 20 Championship, which throws in this weekend. And we'll hear from Donegal manager Sean Paul Barrett, of course, Donegal at home to Monaghan on Saturday in Sean McCool Park. And, well, Derry have already had a game in the Ulster Under 20 Championship. They defeated Fermanagh after extra time last weekend in a cracking contest in Celtic Park, and they take on Antrim on Saturday as well. Other games in the Ulster Under-21 Championship on Saturday sees Cavan host Down in Kingspan Breffni Park, while Armagh take on Tyrone in the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. So four big games on, four quarter-finals. Very early start, it has to be said, for the Ulster Under-21 Championship, and of course the teams have just after coming out of the league. As I mentioned, we'll also hear from Ryan Ferry will be looking back on the National Football League, of course, which is at its midterm break after three rounds of games, four rounds still to play. And Ryan will be looking back on Donegal's campaign so far. Remember, Donegal have just 3 points from their possible six from their three games against Mayo, Meath and Galway last weekend, of course. They drew with Mayo in McCool Park. James Durkin scoring a late goal to tie up the game, and then they had that victory against Meath up in Navan on Sunday week last, and then that defeat by Galway last Sunday. But we'll first of all, we turn our attention, as I said, to the Ulster Under 21 Under 20 Championship. It's formerly the Ulster Under 21 Championship, and well, Mickey Donnelly, a former minor manager with Tyrone, the Halu man, is now managing Derry. He's in the second season.
Well, Mickey, you go into this weekend's quarter-final, I suppose, with the advantage, maybe only slight, but certainly you're up and running already, if it was even though it was a hard-fought victory over Fermanagh.
Yeah, hard-fought, surely, Tom. I suppose it is. It is a help to have a game on the about the fact that the game went extra time, maybe. Mightn't have been the perfect preparation, but you have a game nonetheless, and I suppose... it was difficult last week in the first game of the competition, but thank God to get over the line and you're ready for this Saturday.
Yeah, certainly. Questions asked of you last week by Fermanagh.
Well, we knew that anyway, Tom. We knew that Fermanagh were backbone, but that's Michael's team that won the Hogan Cup last year. So there's a serious amount of good footballers, number of boys on the senior panel. You know, so we were under no illusions going to Celtic Park last Sunday that it was going to be a huge game and a huge challenge, and that proved to be the case, you know.
I know when I spoke to you during the league, you were short a lot of players. Have you got any additions since, or are you still?
Well, I suppose since the Donegal game, we would have had a number of players back. I suppose now we have access to the senior players. Unfortunately, Ben McCarron was injured for last week, and he had the teeth knocked out in a freshers game, so we've been without Ben. But we did get Alex Doherty back, which was a huge help for last Saturday. I suppose we haven't had the St. Pat's Maharabis. We've had some of the Scoons players, but unfortunately we've had to plan without the Maharabis. So just, it would be lovely to have a full deck, and on a sort of county level you would expect to have a full deck at some stage, but unfortunately that hasn't been the case for us yet.
Yeah, it's certainly a very crowded calendar even this early in the season. Have we to question the timing of the Under 20?
Aye, timing in the Under 20s or timing in the Scoons competitions, Tom, but... You know, it's not working at present. You know, if you're overlapping between your best players playing in McCrory Cup football and maybe not, as a result, not being able to play in what is, you know, if we're brutally honest about it, after county senior level, surely the next most premier competition is your under-20s. So if we're ruling out lads because they've got school football on at that time, there's something not right about that, unfortunately, and that's where we're at the minute. So I think it definitely needs looked at, Tom. the smarter men who are in full-time positions who maybe have time to look at this, but I certainly feel that the people have to be brought around the table and start on a blank canvas and say, right, listen, let's start on the 1st of January. Let's see where that takes us through the 31st of December, because what we're doing at the minute is not working.
Yeah, because the Under-21, which the Under-20 replaced, was a prestigious championship and was a pathway for many a player into senior football.
That's huge. You know, someone will end Under-21 in 2015. A lot of boys would want them to play in the All-Ireland final 2 years later, you know. And that's only our own county. You know, you look at Jim McGuinness's reign in Donegal, beating All-Ireland on the 21 final in 2010, and then a lot of those boys go on to win the All-Ireland senior medal in 2012. There's a huge link. But I suppose the worry I have is, at the minute, are we driving lads away because they're having to choose? And it shouldn't be that way. It should be the pinnacle of a lad's career, getting the opportunity to play into county football. At the minute, we're asking him to choose, are you going to play for school, are you going to play for county? It's madness. And it's unfair on young fellas, because all they want to do is play and play to the best of their ability in whatever team is presenting itself. And, you know, at the minute, they're not getting the opportunity to do that.
And I don't know whether it's global warming or nothing, but you're never guaranteed good weather this time of the year either. So, obviously, it's not the best time to play football.
No, it's not. And I suppose the conditions last Saturday were maybe as bad as I'd ever seen for a championship match. But that's it. You know, it's the same for both teams, you know. We just have to make the best of it. We're actually moved now to Dunsilly on Saturday, which will be wide open to the elements and wide open to everything else. So we've got to be ready on Saturday to play to the best of our ability to get over the line again.
And tell me, what do you know about your opponents?
Yeah, well, I suppose I'm lucky enough in that I taught a few of them. The Laha Yan lads would go to Lurgan, so I would be aware of Adam Lahorn and Mark McAfee, Jamie Lamont, Luke Mulholland. You know, there's a lot of good players there. They've also, you know, McAteer, who goes to the Convent, Maherfelt. You have Domo McInhill from Rossa, who won a Paul McGuire medal a couple of years ago. Listen, good players. You know as well as me, Tom, Anthem, of all these loads of good footballers. They'll be well organised, and we've just got to make sure we bring an A game on Saturday.
Yeah, and they're often a great team to spoil a party.
Aye. Well, I hope. I wouldn't think that we have any parties at the minute approaching a first round Ulster Championship match, but I'm sure they'll have their homework done on us and they'll be planning an ambush on Saturday afternoon.
How big a boost was it to win? How did you feel there was a boost in confidence? Did you feel there was a pep in the step this week? Once you know, that old thing of getting that first round over, or I know it's a preliminary round, but getting that first game over?
Yeah, well, you know the way these underage competitions work, Tom. You're out, you know, every couple of weeks or every week, and momentum is everything. And if you can steal a march and get that wee bit of momentum, it really is massive. So, yeah, Tenham was great this week in terms of lads feeling a wee bit better about themselves, because last week you didn't know where you were, but at least now you know that you've got over one match, and we'll know what's happening when you get over two.
And tell me, you got pick up any knocks?
Oh, no, it's just say fatigue, really, Tom, to be honest. Any match that goes to extra time, you know, just lads are put to the pin on their collar, and I suppose it's just about getting the bodies right now. Thank God with no major injuries off the back of Saturday.
Yeah, so obviously eyeing up a semi-final, but not looking past Saturday.
Aye, oh, listen, Tom, we're, and that's an old cliche, but we are not looking past Saturday at all. We are very aware of the footballers that Anthem have and the problems they could cause us, and we're just focusing on Saffron jerseys and Saturday.
Yeah. Tell me, overall, looking at the Under 20 Championship, I was talking to a man today and he was telling me that Monaghan seemed to be the favourites. Was that how you see it?
Yeah, well, I suppose you have a Tyrone team that won on All Ireland on the 17 3 years ago. So, you know, it would be very hard to talk about, you know, favourites of competition without looking at them. I suppose Monaghan have won two on the 17 titles back to back there. So, That's 18 and 19 now for this age group, so they'll have a lot of good players. But listen, Tom, we played down in a friendly a couple of weeks when I thought they were excellent. So that's a very tough side of the draw with that down and Monaghan side as well. You know, just because people will see the teams that are on our side of the door, they might think that's strong, but I know for sure whoever gets into Ulster final, if not our side, is going to be very well equipped as well.
Are you happy enough with the preparations, apart from the fact that you're short so many players?
It's a difficult age group, Tom. It's a difficult age group in terms of just, you know, trying to manage exams, trying to manage work, trying to manage everything, you know, but it's probably a good yardstick for that desire if you see lads who want to play in the county and ultimately play senior football, you know.
Yeah. Still plenty of boys in Derry want to do that.
Plenty of footballers, thank God. I'm just honoured and delighted to be working with. And long may that continue.
Yeah. Well, the best of luck on Saturday. Hope you jump the fence. We can see that we're far enough away from Antrim to see it.
Good man, Tom.
Okay, thanks.
Good man, Tom.
That's Mickey Donnelly there, the Derry manager, of course, Derry under-20s. They're taking on Antrim on Saturday in the quarter-final of the Ulster under-20 championship. Donegal hosting Monaghan in McCool Park and Ballybuffet. We'll hear from the Donegal manager shortly. And, of course, still to come tonight on the programme as well, we'll be joined by Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News. And Ryan will be reflecting on Donegal's league campaign, basically their three games so far as the Alliance Football League goes into a recess it's one of its winter breaks, and of course Donegal will be returning on Saturday week in Croke Park where they will meet Dublin. But first we'll just go for another break.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, station roundabout Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Roger Ash, Gajian Clare, is just gone 7:35 on a Wednesday evening here on Highland Radio. You're tuned to the GAA programme with me, Tom Comack, with you until 8 o'clock. Still to come on the programme, we'll be hearing from the Donegal under-20 manager, Sean Paul Barrett. He takes his side into championship action in their opening game in the Ulster under-20 championship on this Saturday when they face Monaghan in McCool Park in Ballybuffet. But we'll also, later on, we'll be hearing from Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News, and Ryan will be reflecting on Donegal's Alliance League so far. Of course, three games played by Donegal, and we're at a break this weekend. Declan Bonorny's side getting an opportunity to Lignisky, as they say, but obviously they'll be preparing now for the final rush and those big games with Dublin and Monaghan and Tyrone, as well as Kerry as well on the last day. But we're turning our attention back to the Ulster under-20 championship, as I said, Donegal playing Monaghan in Ballybuffet, and Sean Paul Barris, of course, a former Donegal Ulster winning minor manager, he's back in the under-20 hot seat, having taken over from Gary McDade. Sean Paul, I suppose at this stage all the talking really is done. 15th of February was lodged in the diary from very early on, and it's Monaghan on Saturday in the first round of the championship.
Yeah, but Tom, that's the target right from day one, like, you know, preparing for Monaghan for the first round of the championship. So we've done a lot of preparation there in the last couple of months. A lot of things have been condensed, like, and there's challenges there, but school games and college games as well, like, you know, trying to prepare. Like, but we've prepared the best we could now in the time we've had.
Yeah, and in preparations obviously included that under-20 development league.
Yeah, that we would look forward to the league. It was a big opportunity for us to put ourselves against quality teams, like we played Derry, Roscommon, and then Mayo. So three very good teams. Like, in the games we played were better than challenge games, and it showed us a lot about our own players, like, and things that we needed to do and hopefully improve on. And hopefully, we've done that now. We drew against Derry, a game that we disappointed. I mean, the game that we felt we should have won. We drew against Derry, and then we won against Roscommon in a very bad day down in Ballyshannon, and then the final game is kind of winner takes all, because it came down to score difference in that there, and we end up drawing with Mayo in a game we'd be a bit disappointed in because we're 2 points up until the last couple of minutes. But that's the way it is, like, you know, but it showed us a lot about where we are and what we can do.
And I know there was difficulty with the availability of players in the early part of the league and the early part of your preparations because of a regulation or rule in relation to players involved in colleges. I think that has been sorted out since, has it?
Yeah, that is resolved. There was some kind of a rule passed there that you players couldn't play for the under-20s if they were still in the McLaren or Macquarie Cup, which can affect us because we have three lads there playing for Milford in the McLaren Cup. They were out last Saturday and won the game, so they're through to the semi-final. And that would have ruled them out, but thankfully that has been resolved and they're available to us.
Yeah, obviously Rory O'Donnell is one of those lads, and he's also obviously one of your key men.
Yeah, Rory O'Donnell is one of them, and Conor Coll is the second, and Johnny McGuddy, three quality players, so we're delighted to have them.
Yeah, and have you got all the St. Junan's players as well?
Well, we have the players from St. Junan's, but we have nobody from St. Junan's College. We have players that, from St. Junan's Club. Most of them are in colleges now, in third level, but we've nobody actually from in the Macquarie Cup or from St. Junan's College.
Yeah, Shane O'Donnell will be in that age group, but he's not in your squad, is he?
Shane's not in our squad. Unfortunately, Shane had a bad injury early in the season there, a bad hamstring injury. It took him a good while to cover. Thankfully, he's back and he's playing again, but he just wasn't available to us. But a very, very good player, Shane.
Yeah. And I suppose on the plus side, you have Aaron Doherty back.
Aaron's back with us there, and he's going well. Quality player. We're delighted to have him. We had Aaron as a minor too, and a very good lad. Like, you know, he's inspiration for the lads around him. Like, you know, and we're delighted to have him.
Yeah, and he's one of those players that was in the senior squad last year. So that's obviously an experience too, and he brings that to the table.
Listen, Aaron Doherty is a potential to play at the highest level. Really capable player, like, you know, a lot of talent, great attitude, works really hard, like, you know, just a nicer lad you would meet, like.
Talk to me about the under 20. It's a relatively new competition, but it's been chopped and changed quite a bit, isn't it? You know, last year the championship was not what, June sometime.
That's right. It's very condensed this year. I think we took over and we got the job at about the middle of November. And so it was a race then to do trials then and try and get the team ready. We weren't allowed to start training until the 1st of December. So between that and 15th of February, it's a very short time frame to get a team ready for county football. And then you had the colleges football in the middle of it. As you said, it was last year, it was played back in June, which would give you more time. And then there was difficulties then with players in the senior squad that weren't available to teams, like, you know, throughout the country. But thankfully, that hasn't been an issue for us this year because we don't have anybody that are in the senior squad. Now, we would like to have, but unfortunately, we have, Oisin Gallen and Conor O'Donnell both picked up serious injuries. There's long-term injuries that have put them out.
And that's Conor O'Donnell from Cairn Donna.
Conor Donald from Cairn Donna, who was probably Donegal's best under 20 player last year, still underage this year, but he unfortunately picked up a cruciate injury last year, and now hopefully Conor will make a great recovery and be back later in the year, but he's just not available to us now at the moment.
Yeah, they are two big players, obviously Oisin Gallen, who is also out injured at the moment as well, and Conor O'Donnell.
They are two quality players, but the reality is they were never available to us because of their injuries. And we have a panel that we have a lot of faith and belief in. And the great lads that come in and they've worked really hard. They've done everything we've asked them to do. And we couldn't speak more highly of them. We have a lot of belief in the squad we have.
Yeah. Is there restrictions too on the preparation in terms of you having challenge games and all that type of stuff?
Yeah, there's kind of a rule there that you can't play any challenge matches. And I suppose, to be honest, at the start of the year, I had challenge matches arranged for December, January. But actually the teams I had arranged challenge matches with included Derry and Mayo. And then they ended up, there was a league then, there was a lot of talk that there wasn't going to be a league. And then they formulated a league. So we ended up playing them in games that probably were better than challenge matches. So just a short time frame anyway.
Yeah. And tell me, did you get much out of the league? Obviously, we talked about the draws and the win. Did you get much else out of it?
Yeah, listen, Tom, the league was never... it was never an issue for us. It was never a target for us that we won in a league or anything like that there. We were looking to look at our players, trying different players out against quality opposition to see where we are and what we were doing and try and progress our own game plan.
Yeah.
And we got a lot out of it from that perspective.
Yeah. So a lot of players came through, obviously, that maybe you hadn't known that well.
Absolutely, and even at the start of the year, there's players in the squad we thought would have been really pushing hard for places, and other players that we thought maybe they'll struggled to make the team now, and that is been turned on his head with the way they've come in and worked, like, you know, and there's players that are pushing hard for places and work really hard now, so that there's a lot of competition for places.
Yeah.
And even going into the weekend now, we haven't got our team picked, like, you know, there's it's so tight, so it is.
Yeah. Obviously, apart from Oisín Gallen and Shane O'Donnell and Conor O'Donnell, have you got everybody else?
Yeah, listen, we have everybody that we want in the squad. Everybody that wanted to play with us and put in a big effort, we've got them. And there's other players that just weren't available, like, you know, it's Ranger or whatever. But, like, the squad we have is the squad we want.
Hmm. And have you got everybody for the weekend that you want?
Well, listen, we don't know. To be honest, going into the weekend there, we have a number of fellas that have picked up injuries and a number of fellas that have been sick this week as well. Like, you know, so we'll just have to wait later in the week to see their availability.
And talk to me about Monaghan. Have you got much information on them? Obviously, they've had great success at Minor in recent years, and I know Monaghan schools are doing particularly well in Ulster schools competitions.
Listen, Monaghan are easily, like, you know, the hot favourites, not only for this game, but for the Ulster Championship. They've won the last two Ulster Minor Championships. They have four players that are in with their seniors that have played in the McKenna Cup. They've young Aaron Mulligan, who's their star forward, has played in every league game the Monaghan seniors have played. So, like, we know that we have a massive battle on Saturday. But listen, that's what we're prepared for.
Yeah. And there's no back door in this one. It's winner takes all.
No, there's no back door. After Saturday, there'll be four teams left in Ulster. That's the way it is.
Yeah, is there a sense with the under 20 they're shifting it about and they're not fully settled on it yet as a competition?
I suppose that's kind of what would be thought. Like, you know, it's moved. It's only a relatively new competition. It was changed from under 21 to under 20. This is the third year of the competition. The first 2 years it was later in the year. Now they've tried it back this early in the season. And of course, it's the competition itself that's starting now. Well, it started last Saturday with the preliminary rounds, but the first round proper is this week. And the competition itself is finished before the end of March. So it's very condensed, like, so it is. Like, and I suppose they are experimenting, and it's hard to know. Like, obviously, we'd like more time to try and prepare a team, like, you know, but that's just not the way it is this year, anyway.
It doesn't seem to be a great time of the year to prepare for county with club or with colleges and schools football and all that going on.
Yeah, again, Tom, everything seems to be condensed together. Like, you know, you look at the Sigerson, like, the Sigerson competition, which is a great competition for third-level colleges, great quality of football, and a lot of preparation and work going into it. And the competition was run off in something like about 20 or 21 days this year, like, which means it seems to be farcical, like, really, for the effort that's put in, like, you know, that they have to run it off so quick.
Yeah, but back to Saturday, you have home advantage, worth a point or two?
I don't know, to be honest, Tom. I would be reluctant to say that there. Like, we are at home, we're playing in McCool Park. But the reality is we haven't played in McCool Park. We were supposed to play our home game in the league against Roscommon there, but because of the weather that day, we never got to play in the pitch. So our players are as new to playing in McCool Park as really as Monaghan is. Just suppose the thing about it, we don't have to travel as far.
Yeah. So, feel you're up against it, do you?
Listen, we knew right from the start that we were going to be up against it. As I said, Monaghan would be not only the favourites to win on Saturday, but the favourites to win the Ulster Championship. They're after winning their league, the McGuinness League as well, so they are, like, you know, they're quality side, the quality all over, very well organised, you know, and we're up against it, but listen, that's what we want.
That's Donegal manager Sean Paul Barrett speaking to me, looking forward to that Ulster Championship meeting with Monaghan and Donegal in McCool Park on Saturday. That game throws in at 2 o'clock, and we'll have live updates from McCool Park from that game. Other games in that Ulster Under 20 Championship on Sunday is Cavan are at home to Down in Breffni Park, Kingspan Breffni Park, and Armagh host Tyrone. Of course, Tyrone won the All-Ireland under minor 3 seasons ago, so quite a few of that team on as well with Collie Holmes. That game is in the Athletic Grounds as well. And of course, as we heard from Mickey Donnelly earlier, Antrim or Tredurry travelled to Antrim to play Antrim in that Ulster Under 20 Championship. Still to come on the programme tonight, we'll hear from Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News, reflecting on Donegal's 3 games in the Alliance League so far. But first, we go for a short break.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Walter Ash, Gideon Clare, just about 10 minutes to go. And, well, we'll be joined by Ryan Farish in a second. Just to remind you, of course, as well, there's Allianz Hurling League action this weekend. Donegal take on Louth in Division 3A of the Allianz Hurling League, while Tyrone are away to Monaghan, also in Division 3A and in Division 2B. Derry, of course, were joint top with Kildare, meet Kildare in a table topper in Owen Beg on Sunday afternoon as well. The Allianz Football League is on a break at the moment. Three rounds of games played. Donegal have drew, won a lot, won one and lost one. And I've been speaking to Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News to get his thoughts on Donegal's campaign so far.
I would say they were all right, but I would say most of their favourites are in that competition now, I would say.
Unfortunately, just so at the moment, we'll get Ryan in a moment or so, but the wrong audio piece there for you. But coming up in a moment or so, we'll just return to Ryan Ferry, and we'll get him just for you. Just to remind you as well, of course, Donegal in action in against Dublin next weekend in the Allianz Football League, and that game is in Croke Park, and obviously Donegal hoping to get back to winning ways, and after that defeat by Galway last weekend. Remember, Donegal were 7 points up at one stage in that game, and just lost out in the end. But certainly quite a lot of lessons, I suppose, to be learned from both the Galway game, and indeed from that game against Mayo as well in McCool Park. But certainly there was great hope, I suppose. We have to remember Donegal short quite a few players as well from the regular, with Patrick McBrearty expected to return this particular weekend or next weekend when Donegal face Dublin in McCool Park in Ballybofey. I think we can now return to Ryan Ferry.
You know, they were seconds away from getting a victory against Mayo the first day out, and then against Galway last Sunday. You know, 7 points up after 43 minutes. You know, they really, really should have seen that game out, and they didn't. And, you know, like, that's creating question marks, you know, about the team, and why can't they close out these games, you know? And, like, I think it's something like the last 9 games that they've been defeated in. You know, they've been leading in 7 of those and haven't closed out the deal. So, plenty to work on. I'm sure, you know, I suppose you have to take into the context that this is the league, and, you know, we are still in February, and there's, you know, a lot of football to be played before the big stuff kicks off in July and August, really.
Yeah, and there's quite a few players out to injury as well, isn't there? Obviously, some of them are going to be out for the rest of the league as well. I counted, what, 7 or 8 for was it the Meath game?
Yeah, well, like, I suppose the big one probably is Patrick McBrearty. You know, they're lacking in firepower at the minute, probably, and, you know, and Patrick, he supplies that in abundance. You know, we know he's been away in America, and we don't know how he's come back. We're told he's in good shape, and we're hoping that he'll appear against Dublin. And I think they're missing him. You know, he's a leader in that team now. You know, he'll be 27 this year, Patrick. Like, you know, so he's coming into his prime. He's a big man. And obviously young Oisin Gallan is out as well. He's another good forward. He's doing his shoulder, and I don't know if he'll feature at all in the league, to tell you the truth, but he's a loss. You know, Jason McGee in the middle of the pitch, the big Clochaneely man, you know, Donegal are probably lacking that little bit of size and presence, and he has been a miss. The other big man and the other important player, should I say, that Donegal have been lacking is Stephen McMenamin, who's probably their best man-on-man marker. And, you know, he isn't there. He's maybe an underrated player throughout the country, but he's definitely not underrated in Donegal. And I think, you know, if he was in there in that full back line, you know, maybe able to man mark the Shane Walshes of this world, then, you know, it would be definitely be a help to Donegal. You know, there's a couple other players out with long-term injuries. You know, Kieran Gillespie's out with a long-term injury, and, you know, we don't know if he'll be involved this year. Conor O'Donnell from Carndonagh, we don't know if he'll be out, or we don't know if he'll be available this year. And Paddy McGrath from Ardragh, of course, Tom, you know, Paddy's been out with a cruciate injury, and he's been at all the Donegal games so far. You know, he's very much involved in the setup. You know, he'll be a big help. You know, he's an experienced campaigner, he's a good tight man marker, and hopefully he comes back in good shape.
Yeah, and of course Darrow Beal has missed a couple of games as well. I know he came back on last week, so Donegal will be getting stronger, you'd imagine, with Patrick McBurty back as well.
Yeah, they will get stronger now. You know, you have to say that probably every team is in a similar position. Maybe some aren't as bad, haven't been struck as badly as Donegal, but, you know, a lot of teams are missing players. But Donegal will get stronger, and, you know, like, I wouldn't press the panic button yet, Tom. You know, like, 2 years ago, Donegal, you know, were relegated in the league, and they still came back to win Ulster last year. You know, if you remember this time last year, you know, we'd been beaten by Tipperary, and we were just about to lose to Fermanagh, and it was all doom and gloom. And, you know, come the dry sod, you know, there was very, very few thinking back to those defeats against Tipperary and Fermanagh. So Donegal will get stronger. The eyes will be on the championship, you know, and that big, big meeting with Tyrone on May 17th in Ballybuffet.
Yeah, and of course Tyrone are one of the games as well. They're coming to Ballybuffet for the league as well.
Yeah, they're coming on March 14th. And, you know, there's a bit more buzz and optimism about Tyrone now that Cathal McShane has returned. And, you know, Cathal was the all-star full forward last year on his day, probably one of the best attackers in the game. So you can understand why they're getting excited about that.
A good win last Sunday against Kerry as well.
Big, big win over Kerry and Eden Dark, you know, and Darren McCurry, who's been a player, you know, for Tyrone, it has maybe not been given the good go at it that maybe his talent has deserved, but, you know, he seems to be in great shape this year, and he's kicking points off the left and the right, and a brilliant sideline ball the last day in Eden Dark to close out the game. So, like, I'm sure Mickey Hart, you know, he'll be happy enough with how things are going. And of course, they're another team with a big man down, Matty Donnelly. And, you know, like, Matty faces a race against time to be fit for Ballybuffet, but if he is fully fit for that day, like, it'll be a huge addition to Tyrone.
Yeah, the clock is coming against us, Ryan.
Kerry, you know, we're marvelling at David Clifford's brilliance every week. You know, James O'Donoghue seems to have come back in good shape. So they are all going to be right up there as well, but I wouldn't just rule the Dubs out yet, Tom.
And obviously, you mentioned Donegal's next game against Dublin. Who then?
Well, they play Dublin, and then it is Monaghan and Ballyshannon, and then they have, I believe there's a week break, and then it's against Tyrone, and they finish off down in Tralee against Kerry. So all tough games, but, you know, games that are winnable. I suppose, like, you know, we saw how Monaghan went to Croke Park and took on the Dubs there last Saturday night. And, you know, the Dubs are probably not up at the level of fitness as some of the other teams are. So, you know, I know Donegal haven't had a great record against Dublin in recent years, but, you know, Declan Bonner and his team, you know, if they had Paddy McBurty back in the team, they might be thinking we can go there and get a result.
Yeah, and probably they're going to need another 2 or 3 points anyway.
Yeah, like, it's that close, you know, you're looking at it now, probably you need 6 points, and even 6 points mightn't keep you up. And you'll be looking at different things, you know, like, even last week, you maybe, as I was saying to somebody during the week, you're possibly hoping that Kerry would have had, you know, their league final spot secured heading into that last game, and maybe they would have rested people, but, you know, that defeat to Tyrone probably means they're going to be going gung-ho on that last day down in Tralee. So, you know, there's going to be no easy points given up, but Donegal have 2 home games left against Tyrone and Ballybuffet, and against Monaghan and Ballyshannon, and, you know, 2 wins there and they'll stay up.